ומוציאת את הנושא מצד הדין, a woman can be moisy a man, ובחיום את מנת פרי, a can moisy. The mice of the meaning is the man do it, considered as zilzul in the kiddush, and he gives it over to his wife or to a woman to make a kiddush. The rice of kiddush doesn't have to be with the kiddush ala yayin, on the wine, according to most opinions, and that's what we pass him. The kiddush on the wine is the rabbonin, and the kiddush the rice of, the discussion if one is yayzi with his tefillah. The reason why he may not be yayzi with the kiddush and his tefillah is either because he doesn't have kavanah to do it for the mitzvah, or the Rambam says you have to say Zeichel Tzis Mitzrayim, you don't say that in the Tzvila.
Yeah.
But the right Kiddush is Yaitzi even Shalai B'mokim Tzis Halach. So based on this, if he has a suffer, if you make Kiddush Alakoyis, you won't have to make it again, because the contra many things he was Yaitzi with the Kiddush and Tzvila. Like we said before, that's with the assumption that you Yaitzi the Zeraisa with the Tzvila, but Mishavu himself says it's not supposed to be Yotzi with the tefillah, like we mentioned, if he didn't have kavanah to do for the mitzvah, and the other reasons which we said before. So therefore, one should not be Yotzi Kiddush by a kohen. In other words, if a person is only chayav and rabbonah now, a kohen can be Yotzi. Because the tzaddik is still mechuyim with the raisa, a kohen can't, because should not be Yotzi. So one should not have a kohen being Yotzi him. If he can't say it himself, then he can say it together with a kohen will say a word and will say it after him. Kiddush and Yontim is midrabbanan. If there's a kotan and a woman, the husband is not around, and she has children that are katanim, she should make a kiddush, because she's chayav the rice and the katanim are only chayav midrabbanan. And even if he's a bar mitzvah boy, but we know when it's nogeta, it's a chayav the rice, you have to know for sure that he's a godin. It's a chazok that he's a godin. Unless you know that he has two hairs in the private areas, then he's not midrabbanan, he's a godin. So, if the child is just bar mitzvah, it's not clear that he's a full-fledged godel, and he's together with his mother, or a sister who's definitely over by Abdullah, then he should not make the kiddush. She should make it for him. If she doesn't know how to do it herself, so like we said before, they should both have a cup, and she should stay together with him word after word. He says that she already davened Meir, we mentioned before, there's some opinion that she was already eating the rites, so then there's more room to be lenient to have. That is going to be moitzi. If you have two people that want to be moitzi, each one his family, then they should not do it together. The fact that two people sing together makes it harder to concentrate on either one of them. So if one person moitzi everybody, no problem. If two people, one's moitzi half, another one's moitzi the other half, they should not sit at the same time.